Monday, May 18th, Rundown brought to you by NASCAR. So NASCAR's back. Race was yesterday. My guy Clint Boyer was in it for a decent amount of time. It was at Darlington. I think I was supposed to go to Darlington, actually. It sucks. I heard it's great. But it's good to just have anything back. So they're going to be back again this Wednesday night. It's crazy how they're doing. I was talking to Clint. They have to, so they can't stay. They got to show up the drivers. And the day of, and then they just got to leave after the race. Like, they're not allowed to stay at the track. So he drives away. It's nuts. Don't want to miss the action on the track. NASCAR's favorite drivers lead the pack back in live sports. You watch Big Cat Spider put on the iRacing simulator. Now you can catch the professionals do their thing. Be sure to tune in to NASCAR Cup Series Wednesday, May 20th at 7:30 p.m. That'll be fucking huge ratings on FS1. Download the Finish Car, the NASCAR Finish Line app, a free-to-play NASCAR predictor game. Gives a chance to win $25,000 every single race. I'm doing, like, pre-race interviews. Denny Hamlin, like, called me gross-looking in the last one, which is a little bit of a low blow.
Your hair is crazy, man.
You got this, like, curly
thing. I mean, all of us have hazy, crazy hair, but I don't think I've ever seen your hair like that.
Well, have we never, ever been in a worldwide pandemic, Dan?
I guess no. Spanish flu was 1918, so that we weren't alive, right?
So, I mean, no way to predict a pandemic haircut.
Mm-hmm. Clapped and unplugged.
Yeah. I'm up a milli.
Yeah. You were saying before you walked in, up a million, number one podcast, new merch. This is everything coming up Page Views Day.
I mean, I just want to end on a milli, but –
You're not gonna, are you?
No, for the day. I mean, almost even, but to.
So, are you almost even overall?
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's down 1.2 coming into today.
What's going on?
Why? Look at that overall. There's this number that's like down 16 below it, but that's just the way E-Trade does it. It counts like everything you have in play. So, it's.
What's the deal with it today? Is it because there's like good news about vaccines?
I guess that's a big part. So the airlines are way up. So I've been in airlines. I'm out of cruises. They're way up. Shout out me and Warren Buffett. And I've gone all in on this Alibaba that's way up. So everything's up. I mean, Penn's like close to what.
Penn's over 20. Yeah.
Damn.
Nuts. If I just waited to do this, I always, that's the gambler in me. It's like if I didn't buy it at 29 and spent the same exact money at $4, I'd be like, I would have made like fucking millions, whatever. But yeah, I told everyone a milli day was coming, so it's good to see. It's better. You know what? I feel like Kevin Malone. It's just nice to win one. Like, so caller daddy, obviously everybody's talking about that. I mean, there's not much. And I think it's still up in the air. I think my instinct is Alex will be coming back. We'll see.
Do you think we were talking beforehand? Because, like, I mean, I don't. They were. There's I do my thing, you do your thing, kind of coworkers. And then there's like straight up rude coworkers, and that's what they were. Do you think that there'll be any type of change of tone?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because like we're pretty. I think we're not a hunky dory family. But if you accept us and we accept you, like we always root for our own. Like we'll always be like, okay, you can't come at this guy. We gotta protect our own. This is a situation where they have done nothing to ever think that they were like fans of ours or wanted to be on the same ship as us. So we're like, fuck that.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to change, Dave? You think that she'll come back and be like a buddy with everybody?
I think there'll be a much different attitude. I do think that.
It would be so much smarter for her. It's crazy that they just completely dismissed everything that we've built.
Right.
Time will tell. And it's weird because for a while I kind of thought it was a joke. Like when they came to like the, that.
The field day. Yeah.
Like that feeling like they were kind of in on it that I had with them.
But no.
Right. That changed, obviously, like 4 to 5. Whenever this whole thing started, the crazy thing to me, and I think I told you, I may have told you this, Dan, off the record one time, but Gaz Paul texted me probably like 3 weeks ago because I was keeping him fairly in the loop because he talked to him too. And he's like, this is maybe in the 17 years of knowing you, like, the most impressed I've been with you that you haven't gone ballistic.
I said it on the act today. I said, this is the most mature you've ever been. I said partly because of pandemic, like if coronavirus kind of saved them in the fact that if this was normal times and they pulled this, you would have gone nuclear a lot earlier, but still your calm, like matter of fact approach last night was like, that was mature.
If any other podcast, if any other two guys were acting the way they were acting, how would you react?
Well, listen, it's Ted and Sam, like the old baseball coach. They have a very successful and profitable podcast for us, and it benefits everybody. So if this was me on my own, I would have had an explosion far sooner than anything. But the bottom line is they're very profitable. Their merch is good. Obviously, they stopped doing the podcast, but like I was hearing grumblings. Like some people may be upset at hearing like their, how much we were willing to pay. It's like, that wasn't out of the goodness of our heart. Like it made sense to do it. Now, I don't think it would have mattered, guys. Like, to be honest, the thing that's crazy to me, I don't know how, like I sat them eye to eye when I knew they were lying to me. And I was like, I know you're lying to me. And I was like, if you guys leave, we're going to war. Like, I don't know what you think I'm going to do, but I'm going to go to war how Dave Portnoy goes to war. Like,
right.
And I have all the proof. So it's more like, what was this guy, Peter Nelson?
The beauty of this is having that guy, because that's, I think, how this thing still keeps going, where everybody can still be fans of the show and just be like, fuck that dork, Peter Nelson.
Which
that
makes guy, me –
whether he denies, but like – what world are you living in where you think you're some mastermind? Like, I knew that I said to them, even when we were arguing, like, I'm like, I want to sit down with Peter Nelson. Like, who does Peter Nelson fucking think he is?
He has to be mortified right now too, because he basically, like, imagine the first time he goes and sits down with like other executives and they're like, so
your girlfriend in this video, like,
oh, that, like, what happened there, buddy?
Right.
But they're like, outside of them both coming back and like sweeping this under the rug, which, to be honest, would have been like a pretty hard pill for me to swallow, just be like, bite my tongue and like put on a happy face, but I would have done it. But like, if they left, there was no scenario he wasn't getting dragged. So I don't know, like, I don't know if they thought they're like, we're all,
it's crazy.
Dumb.
What's super funny is if you read that Forbes 40 under 40, he talks about how he's off of social media and doesn't like to be in that world. It's like, guess what, bud?
That is the only – yeah, that's the – Dave and I were talking this morning because he's like, he's not going to get in the mud because he's like a suit. It's so bizarre. Do you think that, like, he could be – how can you be at your job and think, like, I'll be able to pull a scheme over on Dave Portnoy and it will be fine?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And he's like in our realm, right? HBO Sports. It's not like he's
crazy. Not only is in his realm, I don't know that this is true, but I mean, everything that he's touched, and obviously I had no idea who he was or HBO, but literally everything he's done has been something that I've crucified.
Someone said the boxing. I saw a tweet saying this is the guy who took away boxing at HBO.
I think he brought Bill Simmons. He did LeBron uninterrupted. So it's like everything he's done. I keep getting these calls. I don't know fucking who. I gotta get a new number. Everything though is like things that I've ripped, not because of him. I just like,
you just didn't like him, right?
Right. But I've heard, like, I knew he didn't like us forever. But even at the end when we offered this deal, it's like he would have won. You just wait 12 months and you get what you want.
It's insane. It's insane to think that they could have just literally put out 52 more podcasts and walked away free. That is so insane.
While also making 500 grand. If they were stuck at like 70 grand, I could see them being like, we can't do this. But and they could have made more, right? It was all incentives, so it could have just kept going up.
And
right?
They owned everything after.
Yeah, they would have been sitting on all the market. I mean, it wasn't totally unlimited. But, I mean, they literally had a jackpot sitting for them at the end of 12 months.
I can't like, – that part – that one's still just like I can't wrap my head around the reasoning.
And that's where,
like, how do you not put it together?
And that is where – that's why I believe Alex's version of events, because she essentially is like, are we crazy? Like, how do we not take this? And I'm telling you, they went dark. So everything I said, I mean, the facts speak for themselves. But now, so what,
like, if that was me, I think I probably would have been like, all right, I'll take the deal.
Well, that is what
that's kind of what happened.
Right. That's what's happening now. But why, like, what was her loyalty to even in the beginning stick around once they were turning down a really good deal? I feel like I would have been out right away.
Well, it's the events, the way it went down is when that deal was offered, from the way I've understood this, is like they showed up to meet with me, as Alex has said, it's like a courtesy. Like, we're pretending we're interested, but this is it. Like, nope, couldn't do a deal, see you. They weren't anticipating me to make that offer. And when I did,
got it,
they went like dark. Like, I'm like, you guys are crazy. Like, how can there be hesitation? Like, I would want to sign this before I left the roof deck.
Yes.
Well, we didn't hear back. And like, Erica's calling their lawyer being like, hello. And that's when Alex, to your point, Kevin, and why I believe her story, she's like, I need to talk to you like alone.
So she did. As soon as she saw the deal was better for her, she split.
Well, once she knew that, well, she wanted to do it, according to her, as a team. Like, let's take this fucking deal. And Alex and Team Nelson, Sophia, they're like, nope. And they did. They were coming back. They were trying to renegotiate for even more.
Jesus. And then
Alex, like, this is never going to happen with them. Like, every time you agree to something, they're going to just keep moving the goalposts. So it's never going to get done because, essentially, according to her, like, Peter Nelson had put his neck on the line and done all this shit. He would look like a jerk if, like, they retracted. The deal, apparently, again, as I understand it, was already, like, ready to go with Wondery. So they're like, wow.
So, and was, do you know the details of that? Is that why they were so cocky with negotiations? Was the Wondery deal just a fucking monster?
It must have been big.
Yeah.
And that's when we
– that would be the only reason, like, the only logical reason to turn down a deal that good, I guess, unless you're worried about your boyfriend's reputation, is if I thought I had, like, a $2 million deal waiting for me.
But there's no deal.
Because you can't –
no deal better than you own your own IP.
Right, right.
So there is no deal
I'm
better –
I'm stunned you offered that. I know they make a lot of money. I'm still stunned.
Well, it really literally was, we're going to get nothing. I am getting so many.
But I also just feel like Grudge Dave would have been like, I'd rather lose some money and still control your totally. Shit, fuck you over than.
Totally. But that's the maturity 17 years in.
You know, I said it. I don't know if that's the right place to be mature, though. I feel like
he was mature.
No, because
we're in a pandemic.
Right. Like, am I going to lay off Nate because I couldn't bite the bullet?
Yeah, it's the pandemic. That's what I'm saying, Kevin. The pandemic factor made them get a mellow Dave.
Did it?
Yes.
You're really doing this because of Corona?
Totally.
Because if it wasn't Corona and we were just churning along, it's like you can just hold them their feet to the fire and be like, hey, what the fuck do we care? You go sit out. You got to deal with your contract. Right.
In my world, it's like, okay, if they come back, we put on a happy face and they're like, we'll kill it. And we can sell their merch and get them pushing it. Like, that's millions of dollars into our revenue stream at a time when we need millions of dollars. Like, everybody does. I'm not saying, like, we're desperate, but you can't turn that away right now. Like, what if we don't come back for, like, 3 more months, you know? It was the right time. What's crazy is, obviously, we have all the leverage now. Because I'm like, the daddy gang is like, I'm the leader of the daddy gang.
You are daddy.
How's the cancel suit man shit selling? Is that flying?
Pretty good. Now, I think they were calling
him. That's the way to do it, man. Keep pushing that angle and have Marshall and Daddy still be together.
Oh, yeah. You should see how many people want to work now. I mean, my Instagram and DM, they're clogged. I just can't. Everyone's like, we'll do it. I mean, who wouldn't want that job? But the whole thing was crazy.
I feel like it's feasible. I think if Alex found someone else, it would be fine.
That's the part where it was always so crazy how she, like, they both treated the situation of, like, let's not make friends with anyone in this office. Let's shit on everyone. And it's like, this could be changed out in 2 seconds.
I just can't believe Superman, Peter. Like, I don't – what? Like, how did he think this was going to end? There was no way, even if he got what he wanted, it's like, it's still, you're going to get drafted. I honestly think it's,
Dave, what it comes down to is he's probably used to dealing with Hollywood types and agents. And there's like it's almost like when they used to fight in two long walls and then you just decide, like, I'll just shoot you from the trees. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? Like, why are we all standing together? Like, you're not gonna do it the normal way that agents go at each other. It's like, we'll just do it out in the open because you have the facts.
I'm stuck that a dude what? In the business wouldn't a dude in the business look at the contract and just be like, you girls are locked in for like 2 more years. Like, let's just
apparently they were just gonna withstand the lawsuit. That's I'm like, we're gonna fucking sue your face off. Like, what are you talking about?
This is it's just like, I know we always think in sports, but it's like you're on your rookie contract. You're going to get your contract when you're like 26, however old they are, and be rich beyond your wildest dreams. Just wait.
Or,
by the way, all doing one podcast a week.
Or, even there's another option. Be a team player, and guess what? Most franchises will rip up your rookie contract and be like, hey, let's find a way to get you long term.
Well, we didn't even get like that's the thing. They did their original contract had the podcast downloads, and I didn't even know it was in there. But so I knew they were getting paid and rewarded. What we didn't even like, we were starting the negotiation process for year two when they got the lawyer and hit us with those demands. And that's when I'm like, we're not even going to do this. Like, we're not even, there's no point even talking. I hung up twice. And meetings with agents in the middle of it. I just get so mad. It's like, I don't even know what we're talking about. And my voice starts raising. And then I just fucking hang up. I have to call Eric. I have to be like, sorry, I lost my temper. But it's like, it's just nuts. The whole thing. And they, as we were going, like, I was accumulating proof and evidence, like, every step of the way. So it's like, I don't know how anyone thinks this is going to end, you know.
There's nothing better than when you have all the cards in the argument. Like,
all of them.
Let's go. Let's go to war. I will not lose because I'm 100% in the right.
Yep. So, yeah, crazy. The Jordan ended. The doc ended. Any takeaways there?
I'm sad it's over. It was something to look forward to every week. It feels like it went by so fast, didn't it?
I don't know why they felt like they had to do two a day, to be honest.
Yeah, they could have done. They could have easily done one, and we would have. Everyone would have eaten it up that way too.
I didn't know that Steve Kerr shit. You guys know that?
Yeah, I knew about his dad. Yeah. It's. Yeah, I mean, that was a great storytelling.
Awesome part of it. Learning about Gus, learning about the Kerrs. Like, some of the best stuff last night wasn't even MJ related. I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it. I don't think it was as wow factor in terms of like new info. There was some, but it wasn't like the way you built it up. Like, it was pretty much what I expected about
him. I think if you're young though, if you're watching that without the knowledge of Jordan that we have.
Oh yeah, if you're under 30. Also, there's this weird element where Jordan is talked about so much and there's so many stories and there's so many like folklore stories that I think there was always the feeling that there's like a bottomless pit of MJ stories. So then when you do the documentary, you're like, wait, okay, that was it? You know what I mean? How everyone has an MJ story. And so I feel like that kind of like stuns people. They're like, oh, it's not just a million stories.
Right. This is brought to you by Simply Safe. With all the uncertainty in the world, feeling safe at home has never been more important. It's why I want to talk to you about Simply Safe Home Security. They're longtime friends of the Rundown, and for good reason, Simply Safe made it easy to finally get comprehensive protection for your home. You don't need to pay outrageous monthly fees or sign a 2-year contract. Just order online, set up yourself in under an hour, and you are protected 24/7 with emergency dispatch for break-ins, fire, and more. All just 50 cents a day. Right now, when you head to simplysafe.com/rundown, my listeners will get free shipping, 60-day risk-free trial. Another weird, funny thing was Bobby Huggins, Coach Huggy Bear, just going all in to get me to meet with Goodell, which I still haven't heard a fucking peep from, which is starting to get a little weird.
I think that's normal.
I don't think you're going to hear from them until, like,
the day before.
They either get my money back or tell me it's happening, one or the other, right?
You should start charging them interest.
By the way, I would pretty much fight anybody with Huggy and Frank Martin by my side.
Oh, my God.
You should bring them to the meeting with Goodell. Have them be your muscle.
Frank Martin is top 5 most intimidating guys in, like, the world.
Alive. Easily. And I think Huggy would absolutely come. If you're like, hey, can you just hang out? Like, we'll just – you give him a lawn chair, have him sit on the other side of the street with a couple, like, beers, and he'll just hang out for the rest of the night.
Yeah, I may have to do that. Last story. I'm very nervous to go back to my account.
I was going to ask you, is there a chance that, you know, like the clothes is bad for you and you're not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, no. The clothes could 100% be bad. I mean, I'm going to be up. It would take,
well, like,
or it would have to hit, but I could I could easily lose a quarter of a mil in the last half an hour. Let the Kentucky cheerleaders, all the coaches fired for hazing. And I read this and I still don't see where the hazing is. They were like at a lake naked and they were doing like their moves where, you know, you throw cheerleaders, but they're throwing them into the water. Like, that sounds awesome.
I think if you make people get naked and throw them in the water, though, that's considered.
Yeah.
That sounds fun, though.
What doesn't sound like
skinny dipping does sound fun, but
sometimes hazing is fun, but it's like if you make people get naked and drink and shit, that's.
Yes, like booing it, go to a lake and do like cheer. I feel like that's what cheerleaders do.
All cheerleaders want to be naked in public.
If you're with cheerleaders at a lake and you can do the 10 fingers where you flip them in the ocean naked. Like, what are you not going in the water with clothes on?
That's just the point of being a cheerleader, right?
Well, I mean, it is
100% of cheerleaders do that at lakes.
I don't know if 100% of cheerleaders do it, but there is some reasoning behind, like, people who are in insanely good shape, like, they do it so that in the summertime they can have their shirt off.
Yeah. Correct.
By the way, did you see that Kentucky cheerleading has won 24 of 35 championships? That's like the most dominant team in the world. They've only been doing it for 35 years and they've won 24.
Is that even fun?
Yeah, it's like, what's even the point?
That's, I feel like that's also just pressure. Like, also, you're the team that who doesn't do it.
I thought that if you win 24 of 35 in any sport, I don't care if you kill these kids for hazing. You stay on board, right?
Right.
So just forever.
Imagine if he goes to, like, Tennessee or something, or she. I don't know. I didn't even read the story.
I almost guarantee if – like, that's a good point. If you're a cheerleader, male or female, you're in perfect shape. You want to be naked all the time. B, if you're at a lake, you do moves. It's like jumping off those. You know when you see those, you go down a slide, you jump on the bouncy, you go in the air?
What about
big blobs, yeah.
Drinking shit. They said that they let the kids drink, and they were, like, letting them get fucked.
Oh,
is this high school or college?
College.
Okay. College.
Okay.
They said that they
– I didn't read the story. I'm sorry.
They
said make sure.
They let some kids drink, and then a few of them had to go to the hospital, which that's never going to play well.
Come on.
Yeah. You get naked and you drink. That's what you do in college. What's the point?
It's college, man. It's college.
You know how many kids right now wish they could be getting drunk and naked in college? Come on.
Yep. So, Dave, what's the – when do you expect – have you heard from either of them?
Yeah, I talked to Alex. We're still talking about trying to get her, you know, an agreement to come back and do it.
Interesting.
I have not heard. And that's part of it, too. Like, you guys actually know this well enough. I do not do good with agents and lawyers.
No.
Once this happened, Alex basically was like, fuck it, I'm going to start talking to you. Like, she still had her lawyers and agents.
That was smart, but, yeah.
Like, I'm going to cut through and, like, let's be on the same page. I tried to do that with Sophia, and she ghosted me.
Hmm. Then we might just never hear from them, like, Soupman and Sophia ever again. They might just never tweet or Instagram ever again. I actually wouldn't be shocked.
I don't know what they're going to say. Like, I was pretty convinced. Like, Sophia's lawyers make it sound like we're about to get sued before any of this happened. And that's kind of what, like, it's like, sued for what? We haven't, like, you're going to sue us?
You don't sue me. I sue you.
Sue us. So, you know, who fucking knows? Who fucking knows?
What they don't realize is they should just fucking follow what Kevin and I have clearly put out as a plan. You just never in a million years are going to leave Barstool, no matter what, ever, under any circumstances, ever, for any reason.
You're not leaving Barstool, and you're not going to beat Dave, so just stop trying.
You idiots. Every 2 years, I sign a new 7-year deal, and that's how you do it.
It was something. I'm down to 960. I think things are turning.
That's only 40,000. Come on. That's a little, that's ashtray money.
You round up to one. You're fine.
Yeah. That's tipping the fucking blackjack dealer, Dave.
All right. All right. I got my cigars ready. All right. Bye.
All right. See ya.